The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good morning, Orange County. And welcome to Health Matters, because your health does matter, and that's why we're here. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. And this morning, I'm here with my wife, Ann Fella, who is the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare, along with Quality Assurance Improvement. And again, I'm here with Jay Gamir, who is our social worker, our licensed medical social worker.
Masters of social work.
Okay, always gets...
Correct him, Jay.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
You worked extra hard for that particular title, and I apologize for not saying it correctly. But he is going to be our guest today, and he's going to be talking about advanced directive. And we just had a little surprise, but Anne-Marie Maglione is going to join us for the first session. She was just on before at the session, and we were going to be talking about the office for the Orange County Office of the Aging. But Jay, I just want to say, because this is your first time here, but did you feel like a certain degree of energy when you walked in here?
It's definitely something I haven't experienced in a long time, and I'm really excited to be here. Very, very wonderful.
I really have to say this about, I've been joking about this, Emery, and I know Ann and I've always said, is that when you walk into WTBQ, is that you just have a sense that, you know, things are good. Almost like you get a shot of endorphin.
It's really great energy.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying we really are very honored and privileged to be part of the WTBQ broadcasting. And what I want to stress is that this is Orange County, okay? And this is your show. We are here to educate you, give you information. As I say, our show is not controversial, it's not contentious nor confrontational, but it is engaging. I want to say it's entertaining, and it will definitely be informative, and we'll have the people that are knowledgeable that can give the information. And before we get started with the show, I just wanted to briefly talk about this past Saturday, which was the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. They had a buy local event at the Galleria at Crystal Run in Middletown. And I really want to say it was very good. A&T participated along with WTBQ, and I met Dan and his lovely wife and his beautiful daughter Samantha. It was really a lot of fun there. And one of the things that I enjoyed so much is that I was able to meet many of the people from Orange County. And as I said, A&T Healthcare, we're a home healthcare agency. We are part of the community, and that was a great opportunity where I could meet with people. And so often the questions that I have is people hear of home healthcare, but they don't know what it is. And many times people would come up to me and they would just say, I have an elderly mother, she has this, is this something you could do? And I said, yes. And I always tell them that if you ever have any questions, to please let us know, you know, like call us up and we can give the information. But it really was a lot of fun, and I was promoting the radio station, the little program, and of course WTBQ. Everyone knows Dan, by the way. That was so great. I'm hoping next year when they do it, they say they're going to ask Dan, is Peter here this year? So they'll start to know me, and I think that's what's important. Before we get started, Ann, did you want to say something now as far as with... talking to Anne-Marie?
Yeah, absolutely. I was so excited to see that Anne-Marie was here this morning.
It worked out perfect, didn't it?
It was perfect timing. I was on the website yesterday for the Rockland County Office for the Aging. I'm like, you know, I got to, you know, just see what's out there. What do they have to offer? We do work with the Orange County Office for the Aging. And I was really excited to see her here. I noticed that they have a lot of great services, and right now it's tax season.
It is tax season, you're right. We do have our tax aid program.
Yes,
it's getting down the wire.
There's a few days left. And so did you want to just mention that there's a lot of info out there?
We have a lot, and this is absolutely serendipitous, so thank you. We were just finishing up a segment, and I hope people were listening. The last time we were with some of the legislators talking about our office, and, you know, A&T, we really rely on you folks so much. You do wonderful, wonderful work. We contract with you, and as I was saying before, you know, everybody knows seniors are the fastest growing population, but specifically the 85 and older. We deal with a lot of folks that are 85, 95. We have a lot of, you know, I think our oldest person that we deal with is 108. We have a lot of centurions. That's really significant because, as I'm sure you guys know, once you hit the 85 mark, that seems to be the number. Living arrangements start changing a little bit, right, and they can't necessarily remain at home. So our goal at Office for the Aging is to keep people living independently. We rely on folks like you to do that, and you do such wonderful, respectful, dignified work. And you really help folks. And as I said in the last segment, if you used all of our services and programs in our office, it would equate to about $2,000 a month. That's compared to the average $11,000 a month to be in a nursing home. People want to live at home.
Want to be home.
There's always going to be a need for a nursing home, but we can keep folks at home an average of 3 years longer. And again, mainly because you guys are there to help us.
Thank you.
That's great.
We appreciate that. And we do have a tremendous amount of availability in Orange County. We are training nurse aides all the time. I know Peter just finished a class a couple of weeks ago.
That's great, because there's always a need.
Yes,
absolutely. And there is a few ads out there on Career Builders for anyone that's looking for nurse aide positions as well as LPN positions. So just keep that in mind. You have a lot of services because a person doesn't have to have every service that you have, but you have a tremendous number of services. One thing I saw that was really exciting is the senior dining program.
We do. We were actually just talking about that, and we've made some changes. It's we serve about 900 meals a day throughout the county, and we just opened up a centralized kitchen back in November. So we used to serve a hot meal. We would cook it. We would serve it that day. Now we have a $3.5 million state-of-the-art centralized kitchen where we do a cook-chill process.
Oh, okay.
That will allow us to serve, again, we're serving 900 now. Demographics is showing by 2020, we're going to be serving close to 2,000.
Terrific.
So the way we were doing it was we had a lot of waiting lists. We weren't able to serve people, so now we're able to do that. So
that's
a big thing. Yeah. We have our New York Connects number, which I'm just going to tell it real quick, 845-615-3710. We like to think that's our single point of entry, so if you have any questions, concerns, if we can help you with anything, just give us a call in there.
Okay.
Great.
And the dining program, you have a place where people can
We have different congregate
go?
Sites.
I think that's wonderful.
It's really great
it's
because people, again, that's exactly what it is. It's social. They come together. They share a noontime meal. We have an educational component to it. A dietitian comes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we have
great.
Healthy Orange that comes, does some medical advice. So,
oh, that's great.
Yes,
that's
wonderful.
It's great. And then, of course, the meals that delivered.
And then the meals, yes. Yes.
That's terrific. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, that's great. Emery, thank you so much. I know you're doing
double duty.
Thank you
so much. I'm so glad I was able to pop in and say hi.
I saw you sitting there.
We just want to thank you so much.
This is wonderful. Thank you. It was so good to see you guys. Happy Easter, happy Passover.
Happy holidays. I do want to mention there are a couple other services that the Office of the Aging has to offer. Besides the free tax service, they have legal assistance, caregiver support groups.
Huge. That's big.
A link to all the community programs, as well as health education and advocacy services.
Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, when we come back, we will be meeting with Jay. Jay will be talking to us about advanced directives. And again, we will be accepting any questions that you may have. And again, the number is 651-110.
Davis Shooting Sports, family owned and operated since 1948. Is now conveniently located just off Route 17A in Goshen. Davis features the area's largest 100-yard indoor shooting range, from novice to experienced shooters, all in a modern facility, heated and air-conditioned, with a state-of-the-art filtration system. They even offer firearm safety training, located just off Route 17A in Goshen. For more information, visit them at davisshootingsports.com.
When my construction company has a tight deadline, I need a contract bond fast. That's why I work with Selective. With their Contractor Express program, I can pre-qualify for bonds for many of my smaller jobs in just a few minutes.
Selective. Response is everything. For quick and easy bond solutions, visit selective.com.
Small contract bonds and no hassle. That works for me.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seeley & Derlin Insurance. For quick and affordable contract bond needs, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seeley & Derlin Insurance. To create your custom business insurance solution, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Would you like to bring more customers to your business? Do you want to reach people that can use your services? Get the word out by advertising on WTBQ. Call the WTBQ Sales and Marketing Department at 651-1110 and ask about radio advertising and various program sponsorship opportunities. To get the most for your advertising dollar, call WTBQ at 651-1110. That's 651-1110.
This is Walt Baby Love. I'd like you to join me for Gospel Tracks Sunday on WTBQ, radio worth listening to. That's Gospel Tracks every Sunday at 6 a.m. for praise and worship with yours truly, Walt Baby Love.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Join me and my guests every Monday on the Roundtable at 9 a.m. AM 1110, 93.5 FM, WTBQ.
WTBQ. Good morning. And welcome again to Health Matters, and my name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare, and I'm joined with my wife, Ann Fella, from A&T Healthcare. And then this morning, we have our distinguished guest, Jay Gumier, who also works for A&T Healthcare.
Wow, distinguished. That's exciting.
He's at LMSW. Jay, March, as you know, was National Social Work Month, so again, a belated happy month to you.
Thank you very much. I
don't want to forget that. I know we're owned and operated by nurses, but again, we do have a lot of other services that we do provide, and we always want to recognize them.
Yep.
Jay, before we get started talking on Advanced Directive, could you please tell our listening audience something about yourself, your education, and the work that you actually do?
Social work is my second career. When I first got out of high school, I decided I wanted to become a music teacher, and I went to the College of St. Rose up in Albany. And I quickly realized that there wasn't a whole heck of a lot of jobs in music.
Even though we all love it.
And I started to work one-on-one with people a lot and realized that I really felt like social work was my calling, especially one-on-one working with people. So I ended up going to Fordham University. I went at the same time as my wife. We did it together, and we both graduated together. And since then, I've been in a couple of places. I joined A&T Healthcare in June of 2010. For a little while, I thought I wanted to do something else. A&T called me back, and last year, I became the director of Nursing Home Transition and Diversion and Traumatic Brain Injury Waiver Services, which, you know, there's a whole program, you know, devoted to keeping people out of nursing homes, which we were just kind of talking about, mm-hmm. which I thought it was kind of apropos that I'm here on that day that we're talking about.
That's
that.
Perfect.
I've always told people that when I came back to A&T, it was like coming back home, because mm-hmm. A&T is like a family.
Yeah.
From the highest person in the agency all the way down, we all just feel like, you know, we're there and we're doing the job that we were meant to do with people that we were meant to do it.
And we enjoy doing it. I think that's very important. I want to say that even the people here at WTBQ, I think they just love what they're doing, and it really is reflected in how they are and all.
And I love working for, I'm working for a family. It's a family-run business.
They know
how to do healthcare, I feel, the right way,
which
is why I love being here every single day.
Okay.
And this is another example. This radio show is just another example.
And we're here to educate the people. That's right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's A&T, not AT&T. Sometimes people keep, I say, I wish it was AT&T,
but it's not Ant either.
It's not
A&T.
No, right.
That's right.
Oh, I haven't heard that, but yes. It's A for Annette and T for Tony. They were the two nurses who had started this wonderful organization over 30 years ago. And I always say that that was really talking about being ahead of the curve. Yeah. It was very visionary on their particular part. But Jay, let's get started. Jay, the first question I want to ask is, could you tell what exactly is a healthcare proxy? Again, one of the things that's important is people don't think about these things until they go into the hospital. Right. We really should be thinking about these things now because, again, we don't always have the opportunity to plan a scheduled hospitalization. Sometimes, as I always say, things happen and you may show up somewhere, particularly with this terrible winter that we have in an ER, and then you start getting asked questions like this. You have no idea what they're asking, but could you just tell us about that?
Sure. Well, actually, a healthcare proxy is somebody that really everybody should have. They you know, it's something that you should really have at the age of 18 and older, because before 18, obviously, your parents can make decisions for you. But after the age of 18, you know, you're supposed to be able to make decisions for yourself. And one of those decisions you would make is who would be able to help you make healthcare decisions in the event that you're not able to. You know, you're under anesthesia, you're in a surgery, or, you know, for some reason you became incapacitated. You know, a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about today are dark issues and things that people just don't really like to talk about because they have to think about their own mortality. But if you don't think about these things when you are healthy, then by the time you something happens to you, then you're gonna you may have an issue, and that's we're trying to really help you say, you know, these are the things I need to do to make sure that when something does happen to me, that I am going to be well taken care of by the people that care about me.
Okay, and I think that's important. Like, as I said, like, let's say, for example, that you went in, you just had a relatively simple surgical procedure, but if, let's say, something happened, that you may wind up in the ICU, where you're intubated, where you're on a respirator, a machine that's breathing for you, and you, not that it's a permanent setup, but maybe for 3 or 4 days you may be in that state. Well, really, at that time, you can't make any of your decisions, and that's when a healthcare proxy would be kicking in.
Right. So, essentially, a healthcare proxy is somebody that you assign, a person or persons, could be more than one, that you assign to make decisions for you medically. Healthcare proxy is just for medical decisions. We'll talk about other things later, but it's a form that you fill out that this person you have assigned that can make healthcare related decisions for you in the event, and this is important to know, in the event that you're unable to. They're not there to make decisions. If I can come up to you and say, what would you like, and you're able to say to me, this is what I would like. They're not there for that part. And people really need to realize that. They're there really just to make decisions in the event that you're incapacitated for some reason.
Right. Now it can be temporary, correct?
Yeah, and a lot of times it is temporary. Like I said, you know, the example of somebody's under anesthesia and a doctor says, "Oh, I have to do something else during surgery."
Oh, okay.
You know, and then you would go to the healthcare proxy and say, you know, they say what it is, and they can make that decision. Obviously, when you're out of surgery, out of anesthesia, then you're back to your normal capacity, and you're back to where you.
I just wanted to share a personal story. It happened with my mother, and again, this was maybe 18 years ago, and we really relaxed relaxed because we actually didn't have a healthcare proxy or things along that nature. And what happened to my mother is that she went into cardiac arrest when she was in the hospital and she had to be intubated. And then when she was okay, that's when we started to discuss this issue with her. And I always remember my brother and my sister were all at the bedside, and the question that was asked to her by the doctor said, if this were to happen again, would you want us to do the same thing that we did to you now? And again, she had all her cognitive faculties available, and she nodded her head emphatically, yes, do that. Right. So that was there was no burden on on the children in that sense.
Right.
But had we had that written in at the beginning, it wouldn't have been there. But we were fortunate that she did recover from the first event that had occurred. And then when they said, you know, if this were to happen again, would you want the same? And she did say yes.
And actually, that's a good point. If you can't talk, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't think.
Thank you. Yes, okay. Yes, she couldn't talk. She had a tube down her throat.
And yeah, and so that's something to also think about in the future. If when if that event comes up. But if you, I would say anybody listening right now, if they take nothing else from this entire hour, this is what I want them to say: get a healthcare proxy, find somebody, have a conversation, ask them if they would make decisions in the event that you're incapacitated. Because you know what, 5 minutes from now something could happen. And you just don't know, and you want to be sure that your wishes are able to be voiced when you cannot voice them.
Right. So, is a healthcare proxy like a form that you fill out?
There is, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a form. Most of the time, your doctor's office or hospital has them.
Can you get it online?
You actually can get it online if you Google healthcare proxy. Okay. New York State does have a form. Okay. There are witnesses involved.
Okay.
I also would suggest that if you do print out the form and then do it at home, then you make copies and make sure your doctor's office has it. You know, make sure that it's available in case of an emergency, that somebody knows where it is so that they can bring it and say, here, I'm a healthcare proxy. Here's the form.
List on the healthcare proxy what you want and don't want as far as life-saving measures or treatments?
Not on a healthcare proxy.
Okay.
That would be for a living will, which we can talk about later.
Okay. Right.
But the healthcare proxy is really just to assign people.
And it's also important that this person that you're assigning is that you do have a very, you know, close connection, and it is something that you would start discussing about, hey, you know, like if something were like, would this to happen to me? This is what I would like. So there is that kind of communication. Mm-hmm. It's not that you're doing it without, you know, discussing with the person that you can be making the decisions for.
Right.
If you pick a healthcare proxy and then that person either passes away or maybe you're not in contact with them anymore, can you change it?
You can always change it. Mm-hmm. You always have the right to make any changes. But also, that's a good reason to choose maybe a second person. And there is a space on a New York State healthcare proxy form that has a for a second person. Okay. In the event that the first person either is unable to be gotten a hold of, or they become incapacitated or pass away.
Okay.
So yeah, having a second person is always beneficial. But just having the first person is huge. In the event that something happens.
And I want to make sure that we will summarize like the five salient points from this particular broadcast, but I know Jay already, he just wanted to highlight it immediately because of the importance of it. But that's the idea, is that, you know, you should be thinking about it now. I use poor analogies, not that it's a poor analogy, but many times when I would help me learn if you give an analogy. But if you were to you practice a fire drill before you have a fire, so you go through the house and stuff like that, it's almost the same idea now. This is something that you should be thinking about now, because you didn't have an emergency,
right.
You didn't have an emergency admission into a hospital, that you don't know how you would want to proceed.
Right. And like I said, I mean, it's not just for the elderly. It's really not. Anybody that's had any accidents or knows anybody knows that it could be beneficial for anybody over the age of 18 or that doesn't have a legal guardian. I mean, this is something that in my mind, I have one. I don't know if you guys have one, but I make sure I have one. And I'm, you know, I'm 38. I don't think I'm elderly.
My daughter is 29 now, but she was having surgery about a month or so ago. And she's like, Ma, I have to make a healthcare proxy. And right there, we filled it out. And it was like, that was a big decision, mm-hmm. you know, for her to make too.
Yeah.
She's a young person. She's thinking about those things.
And on the topic of healthcare proxy, you had asked a little while ago about, you know, making your needs known.
Uh-huh.
There is a form called a living will.
Okay.
Living will is not, it's not, you know, everybody hears the word will and they think, oh, does that have to do with money?
Right, is it estate, no. Last will and testament?
Yeah, I wish you remember the old movies from the poor, you know, the movies, the last
sitting will, around reading
of the will and all the families
living,
this is not what a living will is,
no.
Okay?
A living will, it actually is a form, and most of the time it really should be done by a lawyer. I mean, there's other ways to do it, but the best way to do a living will is through a lawyer. Because what you're doing is you're actually stating, this is what I want done to me in the event that this happens. So if you're, you know, if you, like I said, dark issues, if you're in a vegetative state, you know, this is, you're saying, this is what I want.
Okay.
And actually a living will, because you're expressing what you want done, will actually supersede a healthcare proxy. So if your healthcare proxy says, oh, he wants this, but the living will states this, the, you know, this living will is your words and it's been certified, You know, it's definitely something to look into, a living will, to say this is exactly what I want, so there's no question.
You're really designated.
Jay, I thought we'd discuss that a little bit further. Again, this is A&T Healthcare. It's Peter Feller, and we're on Health Matters. And when we come back, Jay, you'll be talking a little bit more about the living will and even with DNRs and things that are involved as far as advanced directives.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is milesfinancial.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Did you know that the Warwick Valley Dispatch is one of the few independently owned and operated papers in the country, and that they've been run by the same family since 1885, and that every edition is printed at the Dispatch building in Warwick? The Warwick Valley Dispatch is also the official newspaper of the Warwick Valley and Florida school districts, the town of Warwick, the villages of Warwick and Florida, the Warwick, Florida, and Pine Island Fire Districts, and the Albert Wisner Public Library. To advertise or subscribe to Warwick's hometown newspaper, call 986-2216 today. Shop local. Read the Warwick Valley Dispatch.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom. From assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-0345.
Call today.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools. Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, it's Dr. Oz, inviting you to join me for your daily dose with Dr. Oz. I want to make sure you're informed. The number one weapon against illness is wellness. That's my daily mission.
Weekdays at 1:30 on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ Weather.
Partly to mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the low 60s. Tonight, scattered showers arrive overnight, getting down in the mid-40s. A few showers tomorrow, breezy and mild. Highs again around 60. The showers should taper off tomorrow night, low near 40, and cooler on Saturday with temperatures staying mainly in the middle 40s and a fair amount of sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ. Good morning, Orange County.
Did he just say mid-60s?
What's that?
Did he just say mid-60s on the weather report?
I don't believe
wow,
it.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
No, I don't believe it.
we're back for Health Matters. This is Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare, and we have him here with my wife, Ann Feller, and Jay Gamir, also from A&T Healthcare. And we do want our listening audience to know that we will be accepting any questions that you may have in reference to advanced directives or living wills. And the phone number, I think you all know it, it's 651-1110, just like the radio dial for AM. Jay, before we left for break, you were talking about living wills and DNRs. Could you want to continue on that about something that is important for our listening audience to remember?
Yeah, I mean, just to step back a second, you know, let me give a definition of a living will, just because, you know, I kind of threw that term out there right before the break. A living will is actually it's a legal document that, you know, a person writes up to make their needs known regarding any medical treatments. You can assign a healthcare proxy, and I'm not saying that if you have a living will, you shouldn't assign a healthcare proxy, but this assures that what decisions are being made is what your wishes are specifically, because you're the one creating this living will. You know, like I said, dark issues. But if there's ever a time when, you know, you're like I said, you're in a vegetative state, or, you know, you need to be intubated, you know, which means, you know, you get a tube put down to help you breathe. If you don't want that, you should write that down in a living will. I mean, that's a very specific thing. I mean,
I always say that to my children. Like, yeah. I don't want this. I don't want that. But you know, if I don't write it down, they might not remember, or they might not do it.
Yeah. And like I said, it's a legal documentation. This is something, once again, that your doctor's office should have, that, you know, your healthcare proxy should have a copy of. You know, keep it in various places so that, you know, in the event that something does happen, you know, it's accessible to the healthcare providers. Also, one other suggestion I do have is that if you have these things in your home, you should keep them accessible in your home so that if EMS does arrive, they do have copies of
these. You don't
want
it in a locked safe or something like that. I know it sounds kind of silly, or some hidden drawer.
I mean, you might not put it on the refrigerator.
Right. But somebody should know where it is, and that, you know, they should be able to give it to EMS, because, you know, there may be wishes that you don't want EMS to do, and the only way they're going to know is if they can see it someplace.
See, one of the things that you have to remember, and this is how the healthcare delivery system is, that there's so much amazing technology that is available now. And that's, you know, between like a respirator, different things for your cardiac functions, that you're able to assist your body. And it's always important that you may not want that. And sometimes if people feel it may be extending their lives, but they don't have the quality of life. But that's what I'm saying. There's a multitude of things that really wasn't available maybe 10 years ago, but it's available now. And that's really where you really have to play into your decisions about what exactly your wishes are.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, speaking of wishes, you know, just to kind of tie into this, most people have heard of what's called a DNR.
Do not resuscitate.
Yeah. And a DNR is basically what you're saying is that you don't want any life-sustaining
measures
done to you in the event that something happens. It's once again, that's something also very specifically that you should keep in the house, because if EMS comes, if your heart is stopped, what are they going to do?
They're going to try to
start your heart again. And if there is a reason why, and you've written it down, that you don't want to do life sustaining measures such as that, if they don't know that when they walk in the door, you know, then they're going to do it. So it's one of those things that you need to think about at some point.
And I think it's important, Jade, that the people understand is that just because someone is a DNR, that's only if there's extreme measures, if they're in some kind of a cardiac or respiratory distress. People sometimes think when you're a DNR, oh, you've given up everything. No, if you were to get an infection or a fever, of course you'd be treated with antibiotics.
Yes.
You'd have like the regular medical care that you would have. But in the event of a serious cardiac or respiratory arrest, that's really where that would kick in. But it has nothing to do with the fact that, gee, if you have an infection, that you're not going to be treated with antibiotics, or, if you need physical therapy, that you're not going to get physical therapy. I want to make sure that that's abundantly clear.
And I know, and Ann and I have both worked in nursing homes, so kind of know the way things are.
Well, I have too, actually.
I'm sorry.
That's
I don't know your story as much as I know Ann's, because Ann's my direct supervisor.
Okay, yeah, you know Ann better.
We spend one day together a week.
So, but I will say this, and I'm saying this as a general statement. I'm not saying it for any specific nursing home, hospital, whatever. You have a choice if you want a DNR or not. And I think sometimes, there are certain facilities, or maybe physicians and facilities, that really say you should really have one, you should really have this. You know what? It's your decision, one way or the other.
Oh,
you really need to remember that. Like if somebody says to you, you should have the DNR, you should have this, or you shouldn't have it, or whatever, at the end of the day, you're the one it's your body. It's your situation. Mm-hmm. Whatever you decide should be your decision, one way or the other, based on what you feel.
That's great. So, and that's what we're doing. I'm sorry.
No,
Ian.
Go ahead.
No, this is important that, as we were saying at the beginning, I know we keep highlighting it, but that you should be thinking about now because it's happening. Jay, could you just comment quickly, or give a comment in reference to what happens if an individual does not have a healthcare proxy? Okay, we're saying we've already given you the advantages of having, but now what happens if you don't have a healthcare proxy?
So New York State, and I don't know if everybody if everybody follows this, but they, you know, New York State does have a proxy order of sorts where there's different individuals that would be assigned to make healthcare decisions in the event you don't have a healthcare proxy. The first person that would be assigned would be if you had a legal guardian. If somebody, you know, has a legal guardian, the legal guardian obviously is the first person that would
right,
be able to
no
make
matter what.
Mm-hmm. Healthcare decisions for you. But after that, the next, so then it goes into like a hierarchy of sorts, and then the next person on that list is a spouse. Now, I wanted to touch upon spouse for a second, and the reason why is because in the world these days, there are a lot of spouses who are separated. There are a lot of spouses who maybe live separate, who for some reason, you know, their marriage isn't working out, but they're not legally separated. They're only separated by area. That's important to know. If you don't have a healthcare proxy and you're not legally separated from a spouse, but you're separated, they still actually have the power to make
to make your decisions,
make healthier decisions for you. And I'm not saying that you should run out and go get a legal separation if this is your situation. I'm saying that this is the reason why you probably
it's good
need
to
a healthcare
have, good
proxy.
Idea to have a healthcare proxy.
But that being said, also I want you to know that you know, same-sex marriage in New York State is mm-hmm. it's legal, and domestic partners are also a part of the spouse list. Okay. You know, married partners.
So that's very good for people to hear.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. After that, after a spouse, then it's your son and daughter if they're over the age of 18. If the spouse is unavailable or not in the picture anymore, then according
which
to
which in a way it's probably that's why it's better to have a living will or
right
because that's hard for your
yep.
children to
yeah
to
no
make
and,
those
and
decisions.
One thing I remember that this is my days working in Montefiore that there was one time that they had I think there were three children two daughters and a
yeah.
son. And unless all three of them agreed on what to do,
right.
then they could. But the one time, this one daughter said, absolutely not. We're doing everything. We're doing everything for
yeah.
mom. And they did not get a uniform
right.
agreement among the children.
And legally speaking, actually, I've dealt with this before in a nursing home I worked at. It actually is supposed to be oldest to youngest child, although that's never used. And it's difficult. It
right,
would be difficult
could,
to do.
Absolutely.
After a son and daughter, if a parent's available, then they would go to a parent. And then a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a kind of a crazy system where you have to go from one person to another. The best option is just to have a healthcare proxy. Then we know that's the person,
right.
And it doesn't have to be a spouse. I mean, in my situation, it has to be my spouse because you know she's the
mm-hmm.
person I trust more than anybody.
Okay.
But
yes.
But that being said, it doesn't have to be.
But
a
it
spouse.
Could be a friend.
Could be anybody.
Right.
Anybody that you assign and you signed off and there's witness that you've.
Well,
assigned.
Let me ask you: can it be your doctor?
That would be a boundary
so,
issue.
Right? I don't think doctors
no
or your nurse
no
yeah.
can be your
yeah.
But a lot of people know nurses and doctors, and that person, if it's a friend, is a good person to assign as a healthcare proxy, as a friend or a relative.
Oh. Jay, can you tell me now? This is the other thing that's part and parcel of the advanced directive. What exactly does it mean with the power of attorney?
Yeah.
What exactly is that?
There's actually different kinds of powers of attorney. Most people know of is a financial power of attorney. Powers of attorney really, once again, should be done by lawyers. There are websites, different websites that you could probably get one online and just have it notarized. But you know, it's one of those things that you know. A lawyer should make up because, you know, sometimes it could be called into question for some reason, and the best way is just to have it done, you know, by a legal mind. A power of attorney is someone that you assign, you would assign for financial oversight
right.
of your money. And once again, in the event
that you're
deemed not able
okay.
to do so for some reason, it's, you know, when you if I assign Peter as my power of attorney, he's not going to be in charge of my finances today because I'm pretty sure I'm of sound mind at this point. I hope
yes,
anyway.
I think.
Or they wouldn't have me on the radio. But if for some reason and I have assigned Peter as a power of attorney, if for some reason I am incapacitated or I've been deemed to not have faculties to be able to do my own finances, that's when Peter would take over. Once again, it's got to be. It's a legal document. Has to be signed off. It's recently changed. The document has changed. And if you need to know more about that, like I said, you speak to your lawyer. And this is one of those things that, you know, if you don't have somebody assigned, there's going to be probably some back and forth with relatives of, oh, I should be working, oh, I should do this, or and it could be confusing. Whereas if you do a power of attorney form, in the event that you're incapacitated, then that would be a good person to do it for. So, okay,
great, Jade. Really, this is very informative. I don't know about you. I'm learning a lot of stuff. I thought I knew it, and I was preparing for it. I'm picking up a lot of things. When we come back, we're going to be here with Jay. This is A&T Healthcare, and we're hosting Health Matters, and we will be talking about how does a social worker fit into home care.
A comfortable retirement is something everybody wants to have, but planning for can be frightening. Finding someone you could trust who can make it easy to understand shouldn't be. At Warwick Valley Financial Advisors, planning is what we do, and we do it well. If you'd like to see if we can help you, call us for a free consultation. 845-981-7300. Call us for a free consultation today at 981-7300. We're located in the Clock Tower Building at 65 Main Street. Do you know if you'll have enough money to live on during your retirement? Hi, I'm Ken Ford with the Warwick Valley Financial Advisors and host of From Wall Street to Main Street. When speaking with people who are about to retire, their biggest fear is running out of money in retirement. Most tell me that they've never sat down to figure out if their retirement is safe. We listen to your goals and review your entire situation so we can customize a strategy especially for you. We're located in the Clock Tower Building here in Warwick. For a free consultation, give us a call, 981-7300.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet, but you don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Go to fastandeasy.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. It's fast and easy, and your first night is free. Go to fastandeasy.rover.com.
Would you like to bring more customers to your business? Do you want to reach people that can use your services? Get the word out by advertising on WTBQ. Call the WTBQ Sales and Marketing Department at 651-1110 and ask about radio advertising and various program sponsorship opportunities. To get the most for your advertising dollar, call WTBQ at 651-1110. That's 651-1110.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ. Morning, it's Peter Fella, A&T Healthcare. We are hosting Health Matters, and as I always say, stay healthy because your health matters, and that's what our show is about. Our show is about health issues, things that are concerning people, so you can understand the system that's going on and how you can navigate it accordingly so that you can get the best results. This morning we have Jay Gumer from A&T Healthcare, and he's been talking to us about advanced directives. As you know, A&T Healthcare is a home healthcare agency, and we have offices in Kingston. We have one in Newburgh. Our corporate one is in New City, and then we have one in New York City as well as one in New Jersey. And as I said, A&T Healthcare will, at the end, will be given the phone numbers as where you can reach us if you have any questions or not. And as I said, we are accepting questions today, 651-1110, just the AM dial call number. So, Jay, just if you could tell our listening audience, as you know, A&T Healthcare is a home care organization. Mm-hmm. How does social workers fit into a home care setting or working with an agency? What would your work do in that regard?
Well, actually, I always say social workers, you know, everyone can use a social worker from pre-birth to death. and that's one of the reasons, I'm not going to lie, it's one of the reasons why I went in, because there's never a shortage of jobs for social workers. It just depends on what field you want to go in. As far as home health care goes, social workers' roles is a little bit more limited than if you saw a social worker in a clinic or that kind of thing. When a social worker in home health care gets called in, they're really getting called in to do evaluations, to see what somebody's needs are socially and potentially medically, but most socially, because mm-hmm. there's a nurse that evaluates the medical part,
right.
and to make referrals, to make sure that people are stable enough where that they can stay in the situation that they're in, but then mm-hmm. make referrals for more longer term care for different. You know, medical social workers in home health care really should have a vast knowledge. They should know a lot of different things, a little tiny bit.
So maybe an example would be, say, someone had a recent injury mm-hmm. that is pretty permanent,
right.
And now they're back home after a long hospital stay.
Right.
Would that be a situation where a social worker might go in and assess
yep.
and see?
So if mm-hmm. somebody is newly disabled, they have a permanent disability, you know, one of the things we could do is start giving them information of how to pursue Social Security if it's a permanent
okay.
disability.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to go back to work, you know, services through what's called Access VR, which is specifically services for vocational services for people with mm-hmm. Permanent disabilities.
Okay.
We would just kind of assess the situation, find out what a person would like to do moving forward and what services would be available. We would never go in and think that we know everything. We could always leave, come back, do some investigation of different possibilities, and
okay.
always go back and talk to them and say, okay, so this is what I found. Is anything that we're talking about interest you at all?
Okay.
I also always really stress the fact that people need counseling.
Right.
And I'm not saying like, well, you're crazy. I'm saying, what I'm saying is that everyone needs somebody to decompress with, to talk to, and just to say, this is going on in my life. I don't even necessarily need you to give me advice, but I really could just use somebody to say, this is what's going on. And maybe if you need to, you can tell me what you think. Everybody could use that, but especially people that are in the home and they really need services, you know, having somebody to kind of be there for them for professionally
right.
is definitely
yeah.
a good
you know,
thing.
I even found that at the Buy Local event is that, you know, they were trying to, can you steer me in the right direction? And this is
right.
what I'm having, saying this is the setup. My mom, you know, she gets a little confused at times. I'm
mm-hmm.
seeing this. I'm worried about her and that sort of stuff and how it can
yeah.
fit in.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And you know, social workers, you know, in home care, you know, when we get called in, we're getting called in really to just go in, do an assessment, make recommendations, and
right,
then pass on the referral to someone who really could do more long term work.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay. Jake, could you very briefly? I don't know what's happening with this clock. Is this fast? I don't know if this is accurate, but I thought we just got here, and I'm looking at the time. Jake, could you briefly give us some examples about myths and what people
yeah.
know about with living wills. And the people, sometimes people are experts, and that's why we're here to educate you. So if people say, oh,
right.
this is how it is, you can correct them. Go ahead,
Well,
Jay.
a couple of these things we kind of touched on already. And, you know, one of them is, you know, advanced directive means do not treat. And it doesn't mean that at all. It means that you're explaining to people, you're giving the right to somebody to give to make decisions for you, like I said, in the event that you're incapacitated. But it doesn't mean that you're asking to not be treated. It just means that somebody else is able to make the decisions. You know, once again, we kind of touched upon this before, that, you know, if you name a healthcare proxy, you give up the right to make your own decisions. You know, that's definitely not the case. It's really only in the event that you're not able to do them yourself.
Right.
And it should be tucked away someplace where people know where it is until it's needed.
Right.
And that's
not
the point.
It's not always needed, but it's available.
Big thing. I should wait until I am sure about what I want before signing an advance directive. Absolutely not. You should do it as soon as possible and then have ongoing discussions with the person you've assigned that you trust. That way, in the event that something happens before that, you at least have somebody that could be a voice for you officially that you've already decided. And the last thing is, advanced directives are for old people.
What do you mean by old? It's
written here on the paper that I have. I don't mean to say anything by that. And really, the person who should have a healthcare proxy is anybody really over the age of 18 and older, because at that point, you know, you're your own, legally speaking, you're your own person, and you want to be sure that that in the event something does happen, and we at A&T Healthcare, we have a person that we service who's 26 years old and a quadriplegic. He wasn't a quadriplegic one day, he was the next.
Yeah.
Somebody had to make a decision. Now, I don't know if he had a healthcare proxy at the time, but
he was an adult, right?
He was an adult, and if he didn't want his mother to do something, then he should have assigned somebody else. So it's just an example of the reasons why anything could happen at any time, and you need somebody to be there for you in the event that you're not able to do it yourself.
Well, that's excellent. Jim, what I'd like to do now is I'd like to summarize the 5 points. We've been talking now for about 45 minutes. Seems like 5 minutes, but anyway, I guess the clock is working correctly. But I just want to highlight some of the points that we've been talking about. The first one is a healthcare proxy. Assigning a person who is 18 years or older the responsibility of making the decision should you be unable, and that's the operative word, if you are unable. Even if your condition is temporary, I gave that example, if you go into have an operation, then you wind up in the ICU and you're intubated and you can't communicate. It could just be for a temporary change, but that's when you need someone as far as a healthcare proxy. The other one was a living will. I know we played a little joke about the old movies about, oh, this is the last reading of will and testament. Do not confuse it with that. It is not like it was in the old movies. But a living will states your wishes that are regarding your life sustaining measures. I mean, what they can do as far as keeping you alive. It will act as a guide to assist you with the healthcare proxy, making any kind of necessary decisions in keeping your wishes. And that's why it has to be communicated. I did talk to you and say that there's a lot of tremendous new technology that's available that wasn't available 10 years ago. So these are all things that get played in the mix. The other one was the power of attorney. That is the person who allows the assigned person or persons to address financial and legal issues, not healthcare issues. So if there's any bills that have to be paid and stuff like that, but the power of attorney is not involved in healthcare issues. The next one, we talked about signing a DNR order. It's that you're stating that in case of a cardiac or respiratory arrest, you do not want extreme measures to be taking place to revive you. Again, and as we said, a DNR does not mean, oh, if you get an infection that you're not going to be treated with antibiotics or if you need physical therapy. It's just for extreme measures. And the last point that we want to drive home is that it's not necessary as far as having an attorney to complete a living will. However, it is highly recommended. You may want your attorney to review it and copy of forms once you have completed them. And I want to say that all states have laws recognizing the use of advance directives, and most of them do honor an advance directive from another state. So that, I think, is very important. Jay, you've been absolutely excellent. It's been a very wonderful, informative show.
Absolutely.
I know I've learned stuff, and I hope our audience did.
Yeah.
And could you tell everyone again, this is A&T Healthcare, and it's Health Matters. And could
A&T
you
Healthcare.
Tell us, what do we have planned for next week?
Well, next week, we're going to go off in a different direction. We're going to talk about healthy lifestyles for kids, healthy after-school snacks, children's eating schedules, helping your child to stay healthy, and benefits of exercise and time together.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a little bit different than we've done the last couple of programs, and reach out to maybe a different audience.
Yeah, maybe we might get some calls or something like that. Please, we're ready to do that. And as I said at the beginning of the program, okay, this is here. We're here to educate people of Orange County, and we want to make sure that, you know, if there's any topics that you'd like us to cover or to present, that would be more than glad. I think that would be something that would really make it very informative. Jay, I really have to thank you. But Jay, we can ask you to come back again, okay? We'll have like another topic, but right. I think you've been a wonderful guest. And
thank you.
And this is like fun. I know that it's funny they were joking, but Ann and Jay, they work a lot closer than I do. I'm the director of education. I'm going to all these different places. But Ann and Jay are a little bit closer.
We're more involved in the patient care.
Right there. They're more involved with the actual, the patient
care. The actual patient care. And we do talk just about every day.
About every day, yep. Yeah. Sometimes a
just
lot.
Just a couple of reminders that we have two numbers we'd like to give you. Our Ulster County office is 331-7868. And our Orange County office is 561-7900. If you have any questions,
if anybody has any questions for me regarding advanced directives or anything else regarding any specific questions about care for their parents, so that we can make I can make referrals or something. You can give me a call in the Kingston office. It's 331-7868.
And as I always say, we're closing out now. But as I say, stay healthy. Your health matters, and as I like to say to you, your loved ones and family and friends, all the best. This is A&T Healthcare for Health Matters. We'll see you next week, Thursday, from 10 to 11. Thank you so much.